You know, I was just thinking as we were reading the responsive reading, worship the Lord, O Jerusalem, praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates, he has blessed your children within you, he has established peace on your borders, he satisfies you with the finest wheat. And it talks about the progression that we have for peace. And, of course, in this Christmas season, we celebrate Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. And what the writer in Psalm 147 is saying, that before we can have all the things that satisfy, all the things that we would call the earthly, the physical things in life, first of all, you have to have the security. So verse 13 says, worship the Lord of Jerusalem, praise your God, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. So now they are secure. They have peace. And after God's children have peace, they have the security, then he can come along and start giving them things that they want, that they need, that they desire. And he talks about the food. He satisfies you not just with Wonder Bread. He gives you the finest wheat. He gives you, when you make bread out of this stuff, you're making, you know, some really good, it's H-E-B type bread, not that stuff that we get from Wonder Bread, all right? And then he goes on to tell how he's so powerful, he even controls the weather. And I don't want to get in that today. I'm just thankful for the weather that we have. And we've been able to do all the things that we've needed to do in the past week and not have any rain to bother us. But I just wanted you to know that for those that are willing to make the effort, God is willing to bless. All right, now you already have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Here, he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has made you a nation. He has made you secure. We have been made secure. We have been saved through the blood of Jesus. And we are part of that great city, that kingdom of God. Amen? Now, what can we expect from him? You can expect whatever you are willing to go after. If God has put a dream in your heart, if he has given you a promise, then you can get whatever you are willing to go after. Amen? And I know I've given this illustration before, but one of the things that really struck me on my first visit to India some almost 30 years ago, I was standing out on the, they call it a sit-out room. It's like a little you know, porch up on the second floor, and you can wave at the kids while they're going to school and stuff like that. And that's where I would have my morning orange juice while I read the newspaper and things like that. And I'm standing over by the railing, and as I'm looking down over the railing, the backyard, they don't have grass and stuff in their backyards. You know, you got banana trees, coconut trees, and maybe a goat or two wandering around. That's next week's dinner, and that's the next week's dinner over there. And, you know, chickens and whatever. And so because of all of the plants and stuff, you have all this fallen foliage, leaves, and whatever that's on the ground. And they don't pick those up because that provides the ground cover for, you know, your plants to stay hydrated and whatever. And so I'm looking over the edge, and there's this mother hen with two baby chicks. And she is at the base of a tree, and she's just taking those claws and scratching at the leaves and whatever. And as she scratched them away, there were little things like worms and stuff like that underneath there. Now, The two little chicks, one, he was so prissy, he was standing back because all this dirt that mama was, you know, kicking, it was going all over the place. And so he was just standing back out of the way because he didn't want to get dirty. He was also the skinnier of the two chicks because his brother is over here and he is covered with dirt. Mom's over there just scraping away, and he's sitting there, dirt's coming off, but as soon as he saw that worm, that grub or whatever, boom, he is on that grub. Okay? So he was willing to pay the price. Amen? He was willing to work and put himself in that situation where he could be blessed. Amen? And so, being in a position of blessing is a choice that we have to make. Because God, we want to make sure that we are living a life that is pleasing to Him so that He can bless us. Now, most of you know about my cat, Gabriel. Okay, now, Gabriel used to belong to a lady that went to this church, Miss Gwendolyn Evans, and he's probably the devil incarnate. He tripped her up. He loves getting in between your legs and your feet as you're walking, and she laid in a coma on her kitchen floor here in one of the cottages, what, 3 days? 2 days? 2 days. And finally, her daughter calls me up and has, you talked to Gwen? I said, no, I've not talked to Gwen lately. And she says, well, I'm headed over there. We've not talked to her either. And so I told her the code to get through the door and all that stuff. And then I hear this screaming and yelling. Here's Gwen unconscious on the floor. So it was determined she can't have the cat any longer. And so what shall we do? What shall we do? We'll give the cat to the pastor. Because he doesn't have enough grief in his life. It always upset Gwen that she brings him home from the airport, because this was a special little kitty. He's a rag, he's a teacup rag doll, which is a very exotic little cat. And she brings him home to the hospital, lets him loose in the living room, and he immediately comes over and bonds with me. Okay, so he was always my cat from the beginning anyhow. So I'll be sitting in my office, I'll look over, and here's the cat. He's just laying there looking at me like, I haven't had my ears scratched all day. And here you are playing on that computer thing of yours. Get over here and scratch my ears. And so I'll scratch him, and he'll get to purring. I'll go out in the living room, dining room, wherever. He'll come along, and he'll just lay down, stretch out on the floor. Here I am. Rub my tummy. And so I'll rub his tummy. He'll start purring until he has enough of me, and then he gets up and walks on. You see, even animals are smart enough to put themselves in the place of blessing. Even animals are smart enough to know that you have to put yourself in the place of blessing to receive that blessing. Amen? And so, of course, we are not saved by works. It's for by grace that you saved by faith, and not that of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we're saved by faith. But now if we want God's blessings in our lives, we've got to put ourselves in that place. Be ready to go. Fill yourself with the Word of God so that you can recognize His voice when He calls you. How are you going to know that it's His voice? Amen? How are you going to know what's right or what's wrong? Until you have filled your heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Amen. And so this is the last Sunday of the year. Next year it's 2006. I've already been reprogramming the calendars in the computer. Weekday morning 5 minutes that I send out, that's also recorded on our computer or on our website for the Grand Fellowship. And so the room for 2025 has come to an end. And for me to put those out, I've got to add 2026 now. All right, like I told Terry, only about 450 lines of code, but we got it all coded up and it's there. It's come to an end. We've got to start making plans for 2026. Amen? All right, so Mary Ann, she's leaving tomorrow? Friday? Okay. Yeah, okay. So, by the time when you get there, it's going to be 2026. There you go. She's starting a whole new year away from us, but not away from God. That's right, and our love. That's right. So I want you to think about this for 2026. All right? Answer the question, do I want God's blessing in my life? Of course, we all want God's blessing in our life. Am I willing to put myself in the place where He can bless me and use me? And you may find out that what He has for you is completely above and beyond what you could have ever hoped. I will tell you that as a pastor, all I ever wanted, even in seminary, all I'd pray, God, I just want a little country church. I want to be the pastor of farmers. You know, people that are, you know, tied to the land so that we can pray for rain in due season and we can pray. You know, that's the kind of life. I want to baptize their kids. I want to marry their kids. I want to bury them when they, you know, graduate to heaven. And I've never been given the chance to pastor in a little country church. But He has put us all over the world. Amen? Yeah, that's true. I did. Indeed. But they're there and I'm here. So all I'm saying is that I had this dream to pastor a church of farmers. That was it. And didn't want a big church. I don't want to pastor a 30,000 member church. How can you ever, I can't remember all your names. What do I do with 30,000 of you? You know? Or 300 of you or whatever. I never had goals for large numbers of people. I just wanted to be the pastor to some people that, you know, would love their pastor and say, Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, come out and bless my new John Deere or, you know, whatever. That's what I'm, and yet He has done so much more because I put myself in the place of blessing. I prepared myself to be part of that blessing, to be used in that blessing. And so, if what you are wanting from God, remember, foremost, put yourself in the place of blessing. Make sure that you're filling your heart with God's Word. The thing that we have for 5 minutes, although to be honest, on some mornings it's more like 7 minutes, but we've never gone 8 minutes. Okay, so our 5 minute journey, which is the title of it, for weekday mornings, it's just a way for us to start the day off putting each one of us in the place for God's blessing. We've started our morning off together in God's Word. Amen? If there's anybody here that isn't on the list and you would like to receive a note every weekday morning inviting you to join with us, it's already pre-recorded, so it's not like if you don't be there at 6 o'clock in the morning, you're not going to hear it. No, I just send out the note at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then when you click on it, you'll go to our little 5-minute Bible reading and a short little thought, a prayer. All right? But that's just so that we can start the morning out putting ourselves in the right frame of mind so that we can be in that place of blessing. Let's endeavor to do that this year. I want God's blessing. Okay? And that's good. Just be in that place of blessing. Yes, ma'am? Amen. Okay. Thank you for that testimony, because we don't demand anything of you. I don't ask anything of you. I simply say, here's the scripture reading for the day. I make 30 seconds worth of comment, if you can believe that. And then we pray for just, you know, a few seconds, and that's it. And then we go on about our day. But folks, I want each of you to be blessed. I want each of you to receive all that God has. Amen? And so let's do our part to make sure that we are ready to hear from God. All right? Because it's going to come probably at the strangest, least expected time in our lives. And the thought just crossed my mind in the book of Acts when Peter was out preaching and they threw him in prison. Alright? And you wouldn't think that prison would be the place of blessing, would you? But at midnight, they started praising God. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of His people. You want God? You want God's presence? Start singing His praises. Amen. And so Peter, they start singing. You know, they just got the fire knocked out of them. They got beat up. They got whipped. They got all this stuff. Now they're down in the dungeon, which is worse than anything that you've ever seen on any movie. And what are they doing? They are praising God. It doesn't matter what man is doing. Peter was saying what matters is what God is doing. And they start praising God, and the prison doors were opened, and the prisoner was set free. Amen? The prisoner was set free. And we need to realize, don't be saying, well, now I'm in church, I'm in the place of blessing. Not really. We don't know where that place of blessing is. Alright? Just be ready when you're there. All right. Father God, thank you for your